The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Well, Brett says that I'm cheating on him. We're going to talk about that today. We're going to talk about the sex expert that I had on the show. We're going to talk about what happened Christmas Eve and the day before. Some of it is like such, get a tissue. And also, I'm going to give you a bunch of updates. And as per usual, I'll probably go off topic, forget what I was talking about, and we're just going to keep each other company. And we're doing that in the car. So please put your seatbelt on. We are going for a ride. Welcome to the Chalene Show. Super excited to be here. I'm just really going for it with these, life for updates. Until I hear otherwise, it's your show. You guys get to dictate what the content is, and I'm just here to deliver it. I feel a little guilty doing these episodes because these episodes are so freaking fun and easy and rewarding and enjoyable for me. And so if this is what you like, I'm totally freaking here for it. I do love, however, that I've been getting some great feedback, especially like on, just doing like one deep dive a week. So last week we had Susan Breton, who's the sex expert. And I was so surprised how great the feedback was. I just was a little, hesitant maybe. I also got so much feedback from people. There's so many things that we like didn't dig into that I realize is a major issue. I didn't realize it until I started getting your feedback. Like so many of you were talking about, and I don't know anything about this, so I'm going to just speak off the cuff right now. So many of you have a partner who's had prostate cancer. Prostate cancer or issues with their prostate. So many of you have husbands who are dealing with ED and will not talk about it. And it's a pretty major deal. Heard from a lot of you who were like, not that you were like unhappy with the expert. You didn't like the way that she kind of framed, men always want it and men are always ready and women have to be warmed up and women, a lot of, major stereotypes, but like, what else can you do? We obviously, as adults, we know that there's all these different nuances and not everyone's the same. And there's relationships where she wants it more and she's always ready and he's not ready and it takes him a really long time to get ready, like whatever. So, but there's just so many nuances and we stayed pretty, I feel like we stayed pretty mainstream, but that particular expert, Susan, she's great. She's so knowledgeable and there's a lot of different sex experts out there. I would want to know from you if there's somebody in particular, another one you'd like to have on the show or like a different thing you'd like to talk about. Oh, I know. The other thing we really didn't talk about is trauma. Cause that's the other thing I heard from so many women was like, it's not just hormones and it's not just the difference between men and women and being stressed and all those things. It's, for many of us, past traumas that have not been properly addressed and don't know if I want my partner to know about those things, don't know if I really want to go there, and that's a big piece of this. Some of you had said, the reason why it's why sex is not of interest to me is because I feel like my partner's parent. Listen, I don't take it personal, but some of you said, especially if your partner has ADHD, you can sometimes feel like you're in the role of being a parent. Like you have to remind them to do things and you have to carry sometimes more than your own weight, or at least that's how you feel. And, or some of you said, it wasn't just ADHD, but like maybe you were the sole provider or the breadwinner and you're also the person who takes care of the house and the kids. And in your mind, it's like, I'm doing all these things and this partner of mine is not being a partner. And so I feel like I'm more of a parent. So I'm constantly like scolding them and asking them to do the things that they need to do to help keep the house going. And you don't exactly feel romantic towards someone who also feels like a child. Like, you're not like, oh, sweep me off my feet. You want to be like, go to your room and you can come out when I tell you to. I get that. That's not cute. That ain't cute. If that's going on in your relationship, that ain't cute. And you got to do something about it. You know, you need to go to therapy, because you've already tried reminding them, telling them, scolding them, hinting about it. And now what happens, I've seen this happen with friends, is you start to build up this resentment, this like insane resentment. And once that resentment sets in, whoo, that is tough to dissemble. But you can do it. It's a lot easier if you don't let it get to that point. Anyways, I do appreciate that you guys are still checking in on Fridays. I'm going to have a special episode this Friday as well. Let's see, this Friday, which one are we doing? I don't even know yet, because we've got three of them that are in the can that are really, really good. And I'm trying to decide which one to release on Friday. So one is about, is like with a super duper famous. So these are what you get to look forward to on the upcoming Fridays. One is with a super duper famous, like the most famous plastic surgeon on TikTok, Dr. Yoon. And I think he's kind of everybody's favorite too. He's like such an awesome guy, and he's from Michigan. So like, hello, why wouldn't he be awesome? Like all Midwest people, I don't know all the Midwest, but like Michigan people, y'all are just the best. And he's one of the good guys. And there aren't very many of them, but he is definitely one of the good guys when it comes to plastic surgeons. And he has this approach, even though he does plastic surgery, like, you know, under the knife, but he believes that you can really do so much more naturally, and that, you know, there's supplements and there's so many non-invasive treatments. And so I just picked his brain, and I really appreciate that he was super, in my opinion, really honest about a lot of things. And so that was cool. And I learned so much about skincare that I was like, oh my God, I'm wasting a lot of money. Wow. Anyways, that's a powerful episode. And I'm also going to do one on, oh, leg day. Like why I train my legs 3 days a week, the exact exercises I do each day, how I do the splits. I don't mean by doing the splits like, you know, taking your legs apart. I mean like workout splits. You knew what I meant, right? Or maybe you didn't. I don't know. That's just like a fitness term, workout splits. It means like how you divide up your week. Anyways, I really believe that it's there's so many things you can do to get in shape and to look great and, you know, to reduce your body fat, to live longer, blah, blah, blah. And I just wanted, I've created this episode where it's like, here's like, if you have to focus on just a few things, this is it, especially when it comes to strength. And if you're trying to reduce the appearance of cellulite, if you want your legs to look better, if you want to look leaner, if you want a faster metabolism, all those things. Anyway, so I'm going to break that all down for you. It's obviously also going to be YouTube. I think it needs to be, because even though I'm describing the workouts, you know, the second half of that audio, I mean, that episode, the first half will be explaining what you need to do. The second half, if you want to see the whole thing, it'll be up on YouTube if you want to see how the exercises are done, and I could do them with you. And then I have another episode. I mean, you don't even care. You'll just get these when you get these, right? Like, hello. You'll be excited when you get them. All right, so let's move on to the update. So let's talk about the fact that Brett thinks I'm cheating on him. If you follow along Brett's stories, so he's at Brett Johnson. Is he 11 Brett Johnson or Brett Johnson 11? I can't remember. I suppose I should know. But anyways, we'll put in the show notes. I tag him all the time. When he gets a bee in his bonnet? When he gets a bee in his bonnet, you're going to know about it. And we did like a family get together where we were all kind of ripping on each other, but mainly we were ripping on Brett, which of course I can only do when the kids are around because it's way more fun. Do your kids do that? Oh my God, it is so fun to do that. And especially with Brett, because he gets so easily annoyed. It's so easy to get under his skin. And we were all talking about how when Brett is unhappy with something, you're going to know about it because he's going to go to stories. And he has this particular way of like kind of going off, and it's always in all text or it's in the parking lot of Whole Foods. Anyways, recently he has had it with the Oura Ring. You know, I wear an Oura Ring and I love the Oura Ring. An Oura Ring has been a had been a sponsor of the show. They are no longer a sponsor of the show. They don't discount anything. And I'm kind of like, you know, that's one of the advantages, I think, of listening to an ad is like, at least you get a discount, you know? But if there's like no discount, I don't know. That was one kind of annoying thing about Aura. And then the other thing is they just have horrible customer service. And I have this thing. If I have a sponsor on the show and they have horrible customer service, that becomes our problem. Because then it's a reflection. It's like, why would you, you know, tell us to buy from this company if they suck? That same thing happened. I'm just going to say it. That's also why I don't talk about the Sleep Number bed anymore. I love my freaking Sleep Number. I love that bed. So if you know of another company that, I don't want to know about like another bed. I want a bed that does exactly what the Sleep Number bed does, that has good customer service. Well, then tell me about it, because I love my Sleep Number. I love that we, the two of us, can have different numbers, different settings. I love that I can lift the head up of my bed and his can stay low. He can make his side soft. I can make my side firm. You just press a button. I love it. I love it. But they are freaking expensive, and their customer service, in my opinion, this is just my opinion, is not at a level which I believe is the standard we expect for anyone who sponsors a show. So I personally had a very negative customer service experience with them. And I was like in shock. And at the time, like I can't even remember how many Sleep Number beds we have purchased over the years. The number of times I talked about them on the show, long before they were even sponsors. So, you know, I tried to pull all those cards. Like I tried to get to the top. When it came to the issues we were having with our Sleep Number, and it was just very disappointing. And when I talked about it, I heard from you that the same thing had happened. And I'm like, oh, I can't have, this is not okay. Like I can't recommend a company where people shell out that kind of money and then are treated that way. That's just not okay. And again, it's been a couple of years now, so I don't know, maybe their customer service is better, but I was really, really disappointed. I mean, I tweeted at them and everything. What are we calling? Are we calling it tweets now, or is it, what is this, X? Like, that just does not even work, Elon. I thought you were super smart, but tweet is such a, it's like Kleenex. It's a verb, like it's a noun. It's all those things. Why did you do that? Anyways, back to customer service. I have heard lots of negative things about the Oura Ring, but there's nothing else, I thought. And I'm like, you know, I get it, but also I love being able to use it. And Brett loves being able to use his, until suddenly his stopped tracking his steps. And I'm like, okay, well, dude, just, you know, why don't you try resetting it? Why don't you try putting it back on the charger? Like, I'm doing all of the, I don't know if this is the way in your relationship, but one person typically is the like problem solver when it comes to stuff like that. That's me. And the other person's like, this isn't working. What do I do? You know, it's like, Google it. So he did. He went to the website and did all the troubleshooting. And I was very proud of him. He like literally did everything he could to figure out how to reset this freaking ring. And he went through all the different steps. And nothing was working. I told him, like, check on Reddit, check on YouTube. He went to all the places. And then he finally reached out to customer service with Oura Ring. And their reply was basically, oh, yeah, that's just your ring doesn't work. So you'll have to buy another one. And here's a $15 discount or something. I mean, I can't remember if it was $15 or $50. But either way, it's like a, you know, it's a $500 ring. And he was a month past the warranty. And that just really rubbed him the wrong way. Listen, I know not all things are meant to last forever. I get it. And I guess it's a pretty temperamental piece of equipment. And one of the reasons why Oura Ring doesn't offer any discounts is because apparently, I don't know if this is true, but apparently, like, they're so expensive to make that there just aren't any margins. So, you know, and they're the only place in town. They're like the only ones, I thought. Okay, I'm going to get to it. But anyway, so Brett was furious. And I don't know. I don't know if he told them, like, do you have any idea how many rings we've sold? Like, literally, even long before they were ever a show sponsor, I've just been, you guys know, I still talk about the Oura. I'm doing like an episode right now about the Oura ring, but this is a little bit more of a reality based Oura. Like, I'm giving you the full scoop, at least from our perspective. Okay. Anyways, so they just don't care. They're not responding to his request, and he is now told he has to buy another ring. And so in per typical Brett form, he goes to his Instagram stories and is like, told everybody what happened. He's like, don't ever buy another Oura ring. And it was right before Christmas. And I'm not kidding you. We had hundreds. I'm not exaggerating, because I shared his story, because he was like, you better share that story if you support me. I'm like, okay, sir. So I shared the story too of his experience. And we, between the two of us, we had hundreds of people say, I'm so glad that you posted this because I was just about to buy one. And then we had so many people who were like, yeah, that same exact thing happened to me. My ring went kaput at, like, you know, 2 weeks after my warranty. So Brett's like, you know what? He's very black and white. I forgive people. It's not even that I forgive more as much as I just forget. I forget who's, you know, done me dirty. Brett will remember. He will, like, he must have like a little black book or something where he's written everybody's name down. Like, he, once you are dead to him, you are not coming back. No, it's, and mainly if you do anything to someone in his family, you are dead to him. It's so serious. I can't even tell you. Where I'm like, oh, it's no big deal. I don't care. It's fine. He's like, no, they're done. And it's just, he's that way. I don't know. How are you? I don't know. That's not how I am. I'm like, yeah, I can forgive people. I can forget about it. It's not that big of a deal. I would rather have peace. I don't like carrying grudges. I don't like trying to remember bad things. I like to think nicely of people. I like to give people the benefit of the doubt, even when I probably shouldn't. Anyways, so now Brett wants me to stop wearing my Oura ring. He's like, Shalene, if someone did that to you, you know I would stop wearing that ring forever. I'm like, well, I'm just not that good, because I want to know my sleep number, and I don't want to wear a stupid Apple Watch, and I don't want to wear a Whoop band, and I don't want to wear something around my arm. I like that it's a ring. I'm not going to take it off. And so he's like, this is such a betrayal. He's so serious about this. I'm like, I don't care. I need to know. I want to know my steps. Like, I'm really into my step count, not like obsessively, but it's a great, I don't know how much, it's not so even so much my step count. It's, I like knowing my stress level, which the ring tells you. I like knowing my sleep score, which the ring, and all the different like nuances of my sleep. I like knowing how much time I've been active, inactive. I like knowing all of those things. So we talked about it on Patreon, and people really thought that episode was pretty funny. And what we learned from people on Patreon is that there are actually like three other companies that are now making this ring technology, which kind of surprises me. Because I would have thought they would have had a total patent and trademark on doing a ring. So I'm kind of shocked by that. One of them is called RingCon, RingConn, RingCon. And Brett ordered his like 10 days ago. It should show up this week, and I will report back to you and let you know what his experience is, because I do know a lot of you are like, I would like an alternative. It was less expensive and there's no membership. That's pretty dope. Now, there is a membership. I'm not trying to make this, obviously, I'm not trying to make this an app for Oura Ring, because obviously you're hearing the negative stuff too. But I don't know if this RingCon ring is going to be any good. But as we started, I started reading the like Reddit reviews, and people have said, like, you know, there's some glitches, but they're on it. There's just no way it can be as accurate as, sorry, the Oura ring. It's just like, it's superior technology, and they've just got so much funding. So I mean, I don't know. Who knows? But you know, these things are probably all made in the same factory. And then I've also heard that Samsung is producing a ring, and that, is it Apple or somebody else? I'll look into it. Is also about to release a off the charts ring. But these, I think this is the way of the future. I think there's going to be, and I've been saying this now go back and listen to past episodes so you can say, Shalene, you're right, you did. I've been saying for the last 5 years that we are like on the precipice of technology where we'll be able to wear a ring or like a very microscopic chip inserted just underneath your skin, and it will tell you that you've had enough protein or that you're deficient in your water or, you know, you need more oxygen, that it's going to tell us everything. We're just nanoseconds away from it. I know it. And I love this stuff because when you have information, you can gamify how you're living. And that's kind of fun. I mean, it's actually really fun. And that's one of the things. Uh-oh, did I just turn the recording off? I didn't, did I? No. Okay, we're still recording. Just double checking. Sorry, I got distracted because I'm driving and I'm looking at, why is there so much traffic the day after Christmas? I thought everyone was supposed to be chilling out and staying at home, but apparently they're not. Okay, so I just got out of hyperbaric oxygen chamber treatment. So let's talk about my tooth. So when I recorded my last episode, I talked about what was going on with my tooth, right? Tooth number 24. I just cannot believe how much more I heard from the audience just saying like, yeah, like dental care, there's a problem. The only thing that I didn't hear from a lot of dentists. So I'm just curious, like it's something we have to have. Didn't one, some major, very well-known NFL football player just died from a tooth infection. A tooth infection. Yeah, just died. And I don't think we realize how much your dental health impacts your overall health and your gut biome and so many things. And the fact that people just can't afford to do what they need to do because dental insurance just doesn't cover shit. Like people said, it covers like $1,000 a year. Some people said only just a couple of cleanings. And you know, most people, like I said, I don't know what the average expenditure is, but whatever it is, it probably should be a lot higher because a lot of people go in and they get, you know, their estimate and they're like, yeah, well, I can't do that. Like I heard from one of you who was saying that your mother, who I forget how old she was, like in her 70s, just went in and basically they told her she had to have like three implants. They had to pull three teeth, give her three implants, and it was going to be $28,000. $28,000. That's all out of pocket. Like it's not covered. That's crazy to me. So we talk about there's a problem with healthcare, but my goodness, is this a thing? Like, am I like the last one to know about it? Or is anyone talking about this? Like, that's insane to me. That's literally insane that this is happening and people can't afford it. Do you know that nearly 50% of people in the United States have inadequate levels of magnesium? Completely deficient. And it's not just because of our dietary choices. Like you can be eating a very healthy diet that you think has everything you need to produce enough magnesium. But for some people, it's genetic. For some of us, it is the way that we eat and the way that we live and how we exercise. But again, almost 50% of people are deficient in magnesium. And if you are a woman, this is especially important that you get a quality magnesium supplement because if you don't, I mean, when you're deficient in magnesium, it's associated with osteoporosis, mood swings, nerve malfunctioning, hormone dysregulation. There's so many things that having the right level of magnesium in your body actually helps to alleviate a lot of these symptoms, including a lot of the symptoms of menopause, even hot flashes and night sweats. I know a lot of you have been talking about getting your hormones tested, which I think is a great idea, but why not also consider doing a supplement that you're likely deficient in anyways? It's going to improve all of these areas. Plus, it can probably help you sleep. And you don't even have to research the best company out there because I already did that for you. So when you go to buyoptimizers.com/Shalene, don't forget to use code Shalene and you're going to get 10% off with that code. Again, it is buyoptimizers.com/Shalene. The link is in our show notes. Don't forget to use code Shalene for your 10% off. This might just be the solution you've been looking for. I highly recommend it. Anyways, back to my tooth. So after I recorded that episode with you guys, the next morning I woke up and I'm like, I'm whistling, like I'm blowing bubbles out of this giant gap between the bottom of my faux tooth and my gum. Like literally it was the size of like a knitting needle. You could stick a knitting needle through it. It was that big of a space. So I found, now we're talking, it's the Wednesday before Christmas, and I find a dentist who I explained what was going on. I explained how, like, there's this big space now, and that my actual dentist is in New York, and what do I do? And could I come in real quick and have you just put some temporary material, kind of build it up so it's a little closer to the gum. I know that my dentist didn't want it to touch the gum. And so this, you know, they're like, yes, come in. And I went in and did it. And it was like, just to put that little bit of whatever it is, resin or tooth material at the very bottom of my tooth was $400. But at least they did it, right? Here's what I was going to tell you. So the tech who did the little buildup, she said, when did you have your tooth extracted? I said, oh, 6 days ago. And she's like, what? And I said, is there something wrong? And she goes, 6 days ago? I said, yeah, what's wrong? And she said, oh, it's healed. This is crazy. It's healed. Like, it's, that's why you have all this space so fast, because all the swelling is down and your gums were probably very swollen when they, you know, put the whatever fake tooth in or built that for you, and it's sealed up. It's healed already. And I'm like, really? She goes, it's not just that. She goes, I just can't believe how healed this is. Guess why? It's because of the hyperbaric. It's because I did hyperbaric oxygen chamber treatments, because I am going to grow this freaking bone. And if you need to heal anything, again, something not covered by insurance in most instances, but if you need to heal a brain, ligament, bone, anything on the inside of your body, go to hyperbaric. If you're having plastic surgery, if you can afford to have plastic surgery and you want to heal quickly and you want things to go smoothly, pay for hyperbaric. Ask your doctor. You have to have a prescription for it. And I suggest that you do the medical grade, which is in the glass chamber. It's clear, so you're not going to have claustrophobia. There is a soft chamber, but the soft chamber is, you know, it's not as deep atmospheric pressure. So it's effective. It's just not as effective. And I'm telling you, a lot of this stuff has not been proven by the FDA. It is anecdotal, but you can't deny it. Like, we had a friend who had Bell's palsy, and he went to hyperbaric every single day, and it was gone within like a week. We have another friend who works out the gym that we work out at, and he got Bell's palsy a month and a half ago, and we're like, dude, hyperbaric, like, go every day. He hasn't gone. He's like, yeah, I know. I got to do that. Yeah, well, half of his face is still hanging off. Like, he's still completely paralyzed on one side. It's like, dude, you know, if you don't want to walk around like that, then I'm telling you, nerves. I know people have done it for autism, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, anything related to oxygen deprivation. Like, that's what it was originally designed for. People have been exposed to toxins, like anything inside your body you need to heal, like tissue growth wise. It's just remarkable. And if you want to learn more about it, there's a book called The Oxygen Revolution. I would highly recommend that. There's a couple of different editions of it. Buy the latest edition of The Oxygen Revolution. It'll blow your mind. And again, why is that not covered? Why is that not covered by insurance? If it helps people to get better, it just does. I know I rant about this stuff all the time, but it really does not make any sense. But I felt really good about her reaction to my tooth. And now I don't have that huge gap. And so we're going to be good for a little while. But this is the part that, like, about this Christmas that, like, I need to tell you, and I don't know why it feels, I don't want to say embarrassing, because part of this I'm really, like, really proud of, but I'm, you know, I told you that I've really made a very conscious, intentional approach to my stress. And every week I'll ask myself, okay, what's upcoming that could stress me out? And I ask myself before it, like, lands, before I'm, like, in the middle of it, okay, what can I do to minimize the stress? And one of the things I decided to do this year around the holidays, you're not going to even believe this, is I didn't decorate. I didn't decorate the house at all. I didn't put up lights. We paid someone to come out and put up lights. but no tree, no lights, no banister, no nothing. And that was a weird thing. Like, I had to let go of, okay, first of all, it's just Brett and I. And the reason why it was going to really stress me out is because we have our house on the market for long-term rental. So that meant people could be coming in through the house. And it's, a house looks different when it's really decorated for Christmas. Are you with me? There's that. Plus, I knew they were going to be taking videos and photos. And so I had to like time when we were going to put those decorations up. And then I knew I had like 2 days to get them up. And then with all the travel we were doing in the month of December, I'm like, all right, so we're going to be here for like 9 days. That's a lot of freaking work. For who? The two of us? And then we decide we're going to have Brett's family over, like his nieces and nephews, for Christmas. And I'm like, oh, I should really decorate. I'm like, you know what? Why? Why? So that I look like I'm Susie Homemaker? So everyone like oohs and ahs over my, like it's an ego thing, you know? Like there's no kids at home. I don't need the stress. And I didn't decorate. And I have to tell you, I'm so happy I didn't do it. And a couple years ago, I decided not to stop sending Christmas cards too. That's far less stress. We've also made a decision as a family. I think I've convinced even my parents into it because my mom is like, she loves buying and receiving gifts. But it also, I can tell it stresses her out. So I'm like, Mom, you know, what we've done on the other side of the family is we just, instead of like spending money on adults who can buy their own presents, you know, and buying things for people that they, it's not exactly what they want. They have to return it. Like, let's do something that's really a meaningful experience. Like the 10 envelopes. It is so meaningful. It is so beautiful. It is such a wonderful bonding thing for us. It's so much, it feels so much more like the true spirit of Christmas, which is the birth of Christ. And it just, like, I don't know. So that makes Christmas far less stressful. And then I just promised myself that I would get ahead in terms of my production before the week of Christmas. And I did that. Dude, I have so many great Friday episodes coming up for you. So many good episodes coming for you guys. Like, I can't even wait. But I did that because I knew I didn't want to be stressed during the holidays. I really wanted to enjoy myself. And I wanted the team to feel that too, you know? I didn't want them to be like going crazy on the 23rd and 24th to get stuff done. Like, and then I also made a decision that on Christmas Day, that we didn't have to do a bunch of things, you know? And like I said, my ring tracks my stress level. I don't know if you guys, for those of you who use the Oura Ring, it's kind of interesting to look at. Like it's been my goal to get a day where I have a zero stress marker. And I've had several zero stress markers the week of Christmas. Like, I'm not trying to brag, but like, that's really huge. Stress is so huge. Like instead of focusing on my weight, focusing on my body fat, focusing on longer, harder workouts, I've just have been very focused on getting my cortisol low. And the only way you can get your cortisol low is by chilling out. And the only way you can chill out when there's life is to like, look at your sky, look at the things you have to do and go, but do I have to? And then the things that like are unavoidable, right? And ask yourself, how can I have like a better attitude and maybe lower expectations so that this doesn't stress me out? And it's made a huge difference. I want to tell you guys about the 10 envelope challenge, but I've got to go inside right now. I just got home. I've got to go inside right now. Brett and I have a date night. I call it a date night because it is, because he's like, pick out a special dress tonight. I want to take you down to Newport and I'm going to go get my beard trimmed up. Ooh, he's so sexy. He just said, I don't know what I would do without this man. I really do not know how to not talk about it because I assume it's probably annoying. I don't know. Or maybe it's not. Maybe you're like, it's good to know it's possible. But I'll tell you what I won't do. I won't ever tell other people how to have a perfect love life or the perfect relationship because like Brett and I talk about this all the time. We've been through so many weird, challenging, hard things that's why we feel this way about each other. And so like no one else could replicate that. P.S. I think it's so bizarre. I'm not going to name names here, but maybe I will on Patreon. Some of these like influencers who have millions of followers, and I think half of them are bought, because if you look at their engagement, it doesn't add up. And they write books like they're experts about love, or that's their YouTube is like they're love experts, and they're like 30 something, or they're multimillionaires without children with a really weird, bizarre relationship. Like, I'm not going to name names, but like, I don't get it. It doesn't add up. It doesn't add up. And I just feel like that's a kiss of death. If you start telling other people like how to have a perfect relationship, I feel like that's a kiss of death. I think if you write a book about how to have a great marriage, you're probably destined to get divorced. I don't know. That's just my own, what do you call it? Superstitions. All right. I'll be back. She's back. Brett and I are on our way to we're going to a new place tonight. It's called, it's a Pendry, which we've been to the Pendry before, but it's the Pendry.
A lot of Pendries. We've been to San Diego Pendry. We've been to New York Pendry, and we've been to Park City Pendry.
And now we're going to the Newport Beach Pendry. I'm going to tell you that it only opened up 2 months ago, and it has poor reviews because of the staff, but I'm like, who cares? We're just going for a cocktail.
Yeah, that's because of people checking into a very expensive room in Newport Beach, and they're very uppity, and they didn't have a chocolate on their pillow when they came in at night, so they wrote a bad review.
Oh, boy. Well, anyways, that's what we're on our way headed there, and I know I was talking about like these people who are like love experts, and for those of you who are on Patreon, I am going to be doing a deep dive into the Hollises, Rachel and Dave Hollis. It's a deep dive, and it's a little bit of a personal experience mixed in there too. And I just think it's more appropriate for Patreon. Were you going to say something, Brett?
Yeah. When you do that Patreon, are you going to start the conversation off with that Brett called this years before it happened?
I will.
Okay. I would like full credit for literally writing the script for the Hollises.
Yeah. You're good at
bad characters.
Yeah, you are. You're good at that. But I think it's, you know, there's a commentary there about people in general on social media who they're so hell-bent on being authentic that they're trying so hard to be authentic that it's completely inauthentic. And they were big time in that category.
I do have to say one thing.
What?
It was about their relationship. It has nothing to do with the fact that he passed away. And
of
that's
course.
Very sad.
Yeah.
That his kids are not without a dad. I did not wish that on him. I just predicted what was going to happen to those two.
Yeah, you really did. It is incredibly sad. So anyways, that's coming, but you know, when I was talking about I remember when they started doing like relationship stuff, I'm like, ugh, this isn't going to go well. I don't know. I just think it's a murky water to get into. And it's one of the reasons why, like, when people always ask us, like, we're like, well, we'll talk about what we've done and what's worked for us, but there's no way anyone could ever replicate our relationship, because it's like DNA. It's completely two completely unique people, two completely unique experiences. You could never replicate it because you had your own unique upbringing. I have my own unique upbringing. Then there's the two of us coming together. Like, there's so many factors that just, you know, there are best practices, but
that's all we're going to ever do is give you a general list of best practices, which you could probably read in a million different books.
True.
We do have our take on some of the things.
Yeah.
You know, just we heard the other night, one of our policies with kids, which is obviously a huge portion of having a successful partnership and marriage and stuff like that, is how to co-parent your kids. And
co-parent? What do you mean? When you're divorced?
No, I mean like just you're on the same page with your parenting your kids.
Okay.
And, you know, we a very successful family, very, like, people that I would think that they would know this. Like, literally, we heard from somebody that was in a car with them, like, 5 minutes after their kids were done with the games. They're, like going over play-by-play and, like, critiquing
everything they did wrong.
And, like, I'm like, that's the worst thing that you can possibly do if your kid is playing sports. Shut your mouth, get in the car, and ask them if they want to go to freaking McDonald's or Carl's Jr. or Taco Bell or, you know, Chick-fil-A.
Whole Foods.
Whatever. I don't care where you take them. Just be your, be the parent. Don't like go into like why they missed a shot or why they didn't hustle or why
the coach didn't do this.
Yeah, it's none of your business. And if they want to talk about it,
it's none of their business.
Not really. right after the game.
Okay.
Now, 30 or 40 minutes after the game, if the child is still like distraught or wants to like talk about it,
is 30 or 40 minutes really enough time? I mean, you never even did it 40 minutes. Like, honey, you never did it until like a couple days later.
No, because it. No, I'm not saying talk about it 40 minutes. I'm talking about if the child after 40 minutes comes to you, and then it's okay to talk. Like if the game's over with, you've already eaten dinner, and the kid comes down and you're watching television, they're like, Dad, do you really think like,
the coach, blah, blah, blah.
The coach did this right, or do you think, then you can have a civil conversation because all the emotion is out of it.
I see.
Then you can have the conversation. But until then, keep your mouth shut.
Okay. Well, there you go. You heard it from a man who has coached hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of kids.
And was coached by like one of the best ones of all time, like the greatest high school football coach in California history. And he didn't talk about it after the game.
Oh, he didn't?
No.
That's amazing. We got to see Bob, on Christmas Day, which was interesting. You know, everyone always wants a Bob update. And like I've said many times before, it's when people ask for that update, they want to hear something positive, but you're like not. You're just not going to hear something positive because Alzheimer's is a slow and gnarly decline. It's ugly. It's horrible. It's terrible. And so it's like when people like want the updates, like I don't really even want to talk about it. But like also if we don't talk about it, then are we really being helpful? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, he's in love. He wants to get married. So
that's a positive.
That's a positive. He's fallen in love with one of the workers because he's one of the workers. Basically, he helps the staff. Like we were in there Christmas Day and there's, let's just call it 30 memory care people in there. By far, he's the most useful in terms of like, if they need to move something, if they need help, if they need a broom and sweep and clean up, he's the go-to guy.
He's got the most physical capabilities.
How about the one guy that we found out yesterday that's living in there with his wife?
Yes, it's amazing. Tell him that story.
So I go in there 2 weeks ago and we're sitting around the table and they have this little daily bulletin. So it's like everything that happened on that particular day in like history, like that was important, whatever. So 9/11, they would talk about the planes and stuff like that, right? So they're whatever day it was, and all of a sudden they get to this guy and they're like, oh, and Jen, the head girl, she's like, so and so, let's call him Steve, will you read? And all of a sudden he starts reading in the bulletin, like an articulate, and it's like, he's like, wow, I didn't know that was true or that happened then. And I'm like, wait a second.
You came home and you're like, there's this guy in memory care, Shalene, who I don't know why he's in memory care. Like, this guy is sharp as a tack. Like, there must be something I'm missing. And so when we went in yesterday, or was that yesterday?
Christmas
Day. Yeah, I guess it was yesterday. Wow. Brett, you know, asked the one gal who kind of runs that, you know, activity for them every day. This is the most remarkable place in the world.
Like, 8 to 8.
What?
They go for 12 hours. They're in that room doing activities for 12 hours.
Yeah. I mean, and they try to really keep them in there. And when I say like activities, when we say activities, they're literally doing exercises and challenging their brains and doing puzzles and entertainment. Like, it's not just babysitting. Like, they're literally trying to improve their cognition.
They watch a lot of documentaries too. They watch a lot of like C you know, like, you know, sea documentaries, animal documentaries. They do a lot of them.
And then they play a lot of, you know, music from their era. It's just the most remarkable place. And we went, looked at a lot of them. We looked at facilities that were far more expensive, and they didn't even hold a candle to the Belmont. And there's Belmonts in lots of different states. So look into Belmont. You know, it's pricey, but they all are. Anyway, so we saw the gal who, like, runs that little activity center, and Brett was like, hey, can I ask you a question? The guy, and that guy just walked by, and Brett goes, he's in memory care?
And she's like, no, his wife's in memory care. And I go, because I've never not seen him there, I go, so does he come here every day? And she said, no. He lives here. So he lives in the apartment with her and takes care of her. And he's basically turned into a non-paid, like, volunteer. Like, he helps everybody. She said he's
beautiful.
Amazing. I mean, it's like, talk about somebody that is just devoted to his wife. And like,
you'd do that for me.
Yeah, I'd live there.
I know you would.
I for sure would.
I would live there for you. If you really, really loved me, though, you would slip a cyanide pill in my drink and not let me get to that state.
I don't want to do that state mm-hmm. ever.
But it's just remarkable. Like, he, you know, he obviously knows that he can't care for her entirely on his own. It's so hard. If you have someone in your family who's a caretaker, like, just reach out to them. Even if you're feeling guilty because you haven't done much or you don't know what's going on, just reach out to them and say, I love and appreciate you for all the sacrifices that you're making. And I think of you and I pray for you every day. Just that alone, you don't understand what a difference that'll make in their life. It is the hardest thing in the world. And we tried to do that. So we gave, you know, we do our 10 envelopes, and we had some special envelopes that we had just for staff at that facility. And I remember last year they were like, oh, you can't give any gifts. So I tried to do it a little sneaky this year. We just have some Christmas cards.
Yeah, from Bob.
Yeah, we said these are Christmas cards we wrote from Bob.
The two people that got it were the two people that every time I come in there, he's like that. So his word for you is a good one. If you're a good one, then that means you can be on his team.
Well, what that means is Bob has lost all memories. He has zero memories. He doesn't have one memory. It's crazy. Because a lot of Alzheimer's patients, they can remember like their childhood or a certain time. He has zero, none, zero. And he's lost a lot of his abilities, including, you know, like how to use utensils and things like that. But one thing that is perfectly intact is his radar for good people. And we know
lazy
what...
Lazy people.
And lazy people, yeah.
He doesn't like lazy people.
He still reads people like he's going to read you. And so as people walk by, he points at him and he'll go, that's a bad one. That's a bad one. That's a good one. That's a lazy one.
And I'll go, what do you mean by that? Like, she doesn't do much? He'll roll his eyes, and just like he's always done. Like, the mannerisms are still, he'll roll his eyes. And
go, like, he doesn't have the language, but he has the mannerisms.
She's like, yeah, she's nothing. She's nothing.
You know? Yeah, she's nothing. Yeah, I can't communicate the same way, but like, if you watch his mannerisms, you know what he's saying. Anyways, he's like, you know, there's certain people in there. He's like, this one's so good. This one's so good. Like, it's crazy. So anyways, the other thing I was going to tell you about 10 envelopes, I know this is getting a little bit long, but I hope you guys enjoyed it. That was remarkable. Like, the time we spent with Brock and Taylor and Sierra and Roman, it was, like I said, it's something that I encourage you to do with your family, because gifts are dumb. Like, you know, they just are. I don't know. How do you guys feel about them? I just feel like, what are we doing? You know, running around buying like Lululemon, a Sephora gift card. Like, what? Why? Like, it's such a great memory to do the 10 envelopes. And we've got some.
Now, if you have little kids, you can't do that. Like, I mean, you can still do the 10. No, you can still do the 10 envelopes, but you got to give them gifts.
Like, of course. They don't have to give them. I mean,
Once you turn eight, like, there should be a rule. Like, if here's another thing, if I were to become president, I would be like, okay, so at 18, let's stop with all the Christmas gifts to every single person. And like, let's just concentrate on like, just a spirit of giving. Like, just help, go help out at your, like, your local volunteer center or something. Like, just do something like that, because gifts are just so, or just give people like an experience. That was another thing. Like, anybody that we gave very little gifts this year. Like, we really focused on like
experiences
and like, you know, a couple of the gifts that we did give were like experiences for people like that we know that, that like they might not be able to afford it, or they just, you know, they won't take the time to go do it. And we bought them an experience because that's a memory, like whatever they, you know, like Shalene says, like a Lululemon thing or a Sephora gift card, whatever it is, it's just going to be in a month. Nobody's going to remember that you gave it to them. But if you get them a, like a little trip or like a little staycay at their favorite, you know, maybe their favorite restaurant, go to their favorite hotel, whatever it might be, like that's a memory that you're creating for them.
Yeah. So we'll, for those of you who are on, we'll, on Saturday, we'll do another Patreon that's a little bit more in depth on some of the crazy things that happened that night. It was pretty cool. And just a reminder that, you know, Patreon is, they always have, I shouldn't say they always, at the moment they have a free trial. So, dude, like, you get all, like, I don't know, 200 episodes. When people, when you do the free trial, do not do the free trial for $5. Do the free trial for the highest tier. I mean, that's crazy to me that people like, what, like, no, you can do the highest tier for free. It's a 7-day trial and you can binge and just decide, you know, even the F, if you like it, you can downgrade if you want. But anyways, I hope you enjoyed this Car Smart Lifer update. I've got a really great episode coming for you on Friday. I've got a bunch of great episodes coming for you. I appreciate you. I really, really love knowing what you were doing when you were listening to this episode. Because I've been hearing that these are the kind of episodes you just listen to have someone keep you company. So what was I keeping you company doing? What were we keeping you company doing while you were listening?
This isn't a push to, because Shalene just said you can upgrade for free.
Yeah.
But I'm just letting you know, Shalene and I are going to a party this weekend that will only be, like, it'll only make the vault. And you're probably going to want to hear that what's going on at this party on this weekend.
That's true.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Listen, I love you. I mean it. And we'll talk to you soon.